A lot older. You see, I have some gray hairs in here a little bit already.
How partial are you to sleep?
I got about 4 hours past 2 days. Yeah, I know. It's all worth it, though.
You got to come back to camp to rest. Huh?
Yeah. She didn't like that, but I got to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You guys, game three is traditionally the sort of dress rehearsal coming up for the season. To what degree have you guys stepped up your preparation, done the preparation differently this week?
It hadn't been much different. I mean, because, you know, every week we prepare, let's say, like it's a real game, like it's a, you know, a big game. So, I mean, we you know, obviously not showing, you know, all our defense until the season. So we're trying to still keep it vanilla and just kind of focus on fundamentals and still just kind of master what we do.
I did notice there was an 81 jersey out there, though. That's new. And, like, someone's wearing the blue
the
Calvin.
Oh, yeah. We got a – yeah, they're scheming them now, so we kind of – kind of know where he's at all times, you know, because he's obviously their best offensive threat and, you know, one of the best, if not the best receiver in the league. So you got to always know where he's at.
So do you just take it as just sort of like, all right, it's just another preseason game? Or is there, since it is the third week and that's typically sort of the game plan week, mm-hmm. and you're playing the Lions, a team that, you know, the Raider defense had a real tough team last mm-hmm. week. Can you kind of measure yourself from this game or not?
I think we can. Like, so that's one of the best, you know, kind of passing threats in the league. So we're going to go out there and treat it like a real game. Let's say we're not going to have, you know, all of our scheme in, but as far as like a real game and kind of like our fundamental defense, we're definitely treating it like a real game.
As well as they pass the ball, do you have to guard yourself against thinking pass all the time and honor the run as well?
Oh, yeah, because we know we can't stop the run. It's going to be a long day. So we still want to go out there and stop the run. That's, you know, our first threat. You know, our first goal is stop the run every week and, you know, kind of make them one-dimensional and let our front four get after them and, you know, hold up on the back end.
Listen, you got Miles Burr starting at linebacker, you know, so you might, and you got a new guy coming into this game and Wheeler doing the defensive backfield. You guys feel the need to sort of help them along, compensate in some way while they get their sea legs, the linebacker crew?
Not really. Like I said, from day one, they threw him into the fire. Like I said, they're learning. Like I said, obviously, it's a whole new scheme, a whole new defense for everybody. So we've all kind of been learning on the fly, you know, as we go. So we don't really, like I said, treat it like that.
Camp almost ready to break now. Got a couple days away before you go back to Alameda. There was a lot of talk at the very beginning about how different it was in terms of organization and signing in the meals. And all. Now that you've been here a few weeks or with this new staff, what jumps out at you about this coaching staff?
Really, like I said, the organization. Like I said, just knowing where you need to be, you know, at every moment. Like I said, everything kind of lined out what you need to do. Like I said, what everything expects to you. Like I said, so if anybody kind of strays away from that, you know, you can't really argue it because it's been lined up for you from day one. So that's really the structure and organization of things.
Mm-hmm. You were pretty excited about this defense when camp opened mm-hmm. just from the off season. Now you played a couple times on the field or once. You were out there one time, though. What do you think now that you actually got to put it into use?
Oh, I still love it. Like I said, especially we're putting more and more in each day. Like I said, we're not bringing it out yet, but we're still installing all things. It's kind of different things to just attack, you know, teams different ways. So I definitely love it this year.
And maybe not installing all of it, but, I mean, we're seeing more blitzes in preseason games than we saw in regular season.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you know, with, you know, mm-hmm. that last game, did you watch the
– Oh, yeah, I was.
There was one sack, I think it was by Houston, and there was a safety and a linebacker mm-hmm. both there to make it too.
Oh, yeah, that's the one thing with this defense. Like, you never know what you're going to get, like I said, because they kind of play to the strengths of the D-line, linebackers, secondary. I mean, everybody, you know, put people in position to make plays, and it's up to us to make the play.
Mm-hmm. A couple of the veteran linemen talked about they think this could be a top five defense, which would be a pretty stark improvement over last year. Do you feel the same way? And if so, is it because you're trying to, you know, make sure offenses don't know what they're going to get, or is it
We can definitely be a top five defense. I said, as long as, you know, the main thing is staying healthy and, you know, kind of playing Raider football, like I said, because the coaches, obviously, they put in a scheme for us to be a top five defense. So at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the players. So it all depends on how well we execute it. But, I mean, we can definitely be a top five defense.
Have you noticed about, now that you've been in camp for a few weeks, of your new corners, Spencer and Bartel, what do they bring? I mean, you played with certain guys for a mm-hmm. while, Stanford and some other guys, and I'd have two brand new guys. Mm-hmm. Your impressions of them after a few weeks?
They're complete corners. Like I said, they're physical. They'll come up and hit you, and then they'll still obviously cover They said like the, you know, cover like corners, and I said that's really the main thing in this defense. It's our corners. They have to tackle. It's not just man to man all the time and kind of, you know, running people off. So we got to make the tackles. They're kind of setting the edges and still got to tackle. And they talk. Like I said, they're smart. They know schemes. They know kind of what the offense is doing. So it's good kind of talking to them.
So what's the new Huff? What's the name and the?
Madeline Ray Huff.
Madeline Ray
RAE.
Yeah.
Yep.
What weight?
She was 6'2".
6'2".
She was born on 4/24. See, it's a great number, the 24. So, so I made sure I pulled her out right at 24. I was looking at the clock.
You couldn't get a Longhorn in there somewhere?
Not yet.
She's already registered, isn't she?
She's ready to go.